to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Hour number two of the National Intel Report. My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm substitute hosting today for John Stadmiller, who asked me to host the show today, and I'm always glad to do it. I do a program on the Republic Broadcasting Network called The Midnight Rider. It runs nightly from 11 p.m. Central Time to 1 a.m. Central. We did it Monday through Friday night. Tonight, our guest on The Midnight Rider is going to be Dr. Nick Begich. It's going to be a great show. We're going to talk about heart, mind control tonight, and probably a few other subjects that we'll delve into during the program. So I invite everybody to tune in and listen to the program. And today we're talking a bit about Pearl Harbor. And that's kind of been the subject that we've had for over the last hour. And, you know, Jim brings up something very cool with his paper from the Hilo Tribune Herald. A week before, Sunday, November 30th, 1941, Japan may strike over weekend. From the information I have seen and the research that I have done, it seems very apparent that intelligence information, stuff collected on the island itself, and that collected by Washington and other stations around the world, was purposely being withheld from the commanders in Hawaii. I mean, it seems very, very obvious. I mean, the telegram listing that there was going to be an attack came via Western Union, not via military channels, and it arrived a full hour after the attack, saying that Japan's going to attack. General George Marshall, head of the Joint Chiefs at the time, was nowhere to be found. They said he was out riding. A number of people tried to contact him to say, hey, something is fixing to happen. We need to do something. Couldn't be found. And then later, when he was asked by a number of congressional committee hearings, a total of 9 hearings held, Marshall says he can't recall where he was at. But 9 hearings held, all coming to the same conclusion that Roosevelt did not have foreknowledge. And the thing about that I find striking is that there's 9 commissions sponsored by the government to look into what happened at Pearl Harbor. Then with the Kennedy assassination, you have 3 government commissions. And with 9/11, you have just the 9/11 commission. In the case of the Kennedy assassination in Pearl Harbor, despite different pieces of evidence showing up in each one, and especially in the instance of the Kennedy assassination, there being definite evidence, scientific evidence, eyewitness testimonies, you name it, of more than one shooter, they all arrived at the same conclusion that Lee Harvey Oswald was the only shooter. Back in 1941, exactly the same thing. No different. 9 commissions, Roosevelt didn't know a thing. When Roosevelt was purposely keeping information from commanders, and 3,000 people, their lives could have been saved that day. 4,000 casualties that didn't have to happen. We'll talk more about that on the other side. This is the National Intel Report here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Unfortunately, I'm not as smooth as John. John has got one of the most smooth deliveries I think I've ever heard in radio, period. I mean, he just is able just to roll things out in such a way, and that's why it's an honor to be on the program today. Here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, doing the National Intel Report, it's a great time to be on here. I woke up in 2005, and a lot of the early information that I got was from Alex Jones and John Stadtmiller and RBN, and so you could basically say that I've cut my patriot teeth on RBN. Listening to John and to Rick Adams and Robbie and Michael Collins Piper. I mean, a whole list of folks that I've said and I've tuned into over the last year. We got Michael, who was on Michael Herzog, who was on before me from 2 to 4, stole a lot of my thunder. A lot of the articles and stuff that I had and the audio that I had was going to play from Oldman, and he took it. Beat me to the punch. It just shows you. It just shows you that he's on top of his game. And it was a great show today, by the way, Michael, and I enjoyed listening to it. But I'm glad to be here.
And chat rooms are open, by the way, and I'm actually responding to a message from the chat room. Chat rooms are open at republicbroadcasting.org and also at midnightwritershow.com if you'd like to join the chat conversations there. Both locations have got a great conversation that's going on as we speak, and they always do. And the RBN chat room is open 24 hours a day, folks. And you can go in and see what's going on any time of day or night. You want to talk to some patriots? Boom, pop in the chat room. They're there. And so just, you know, pick a name and there you are. And it's a great way to interact with the show. I know I use the chat room a lot. I'm watching what's going on. And a lot of times great information comes out of the chat room. But, yeah, Roosevelt knew and did nothing. And the rhetoric in the speech that he gave before Congress sounded so much like a lot of the rhetoric that George Bush used after 9/11. We would take on the terrorists. We could kill them all. Because why? Because we're fighting for freedom. We'll fight them over there, so we don't have to fight them over here. Sure. Grabbing the old firefighter and standing up on the fire truck and, you know, all that, you know, patriotic rah-rah stuff. I mean, you know, just things that just happen and everybody just goes, oh, yeah, rally around the flag, boys, rally around the flag. No different in World War II. People volunteered in droves to go and fight, sign up to defend their country. And regardless of whether it was allowed to happen or not, the average soldier, the person who signed up to fight, just as in Iraq today, as in World War II, believed that they were fighting for freedom, fighting for their country. That's why I don't support the war, but I darn sure support the troops. Because the guys are over there doing a job. They're in a no-win situation. They're in a quagmire just as it was designed to be. And there's no way out. And I dare say that in Iraq, we will one day have our Saigon moment. As the last helicopters are pulling out, you're going to see soldiers holding on to the rails of the helicopter and being flown out of Saigon, holding on for dear life. Just as in the Vietnam War, it's going to happen again. History repeats itself. And those that fail to learn from it are doomed to repeat it. And I'm sorry, but we're repeating it. So many things that we repeat. We provoke a country to attack us. When the mood of the country was, we don't want to go to war, keep us out of the war. We weren't isolationists. We're happy to trade with people, but we didn't want to fight in another war. You know, in just the year that we were involved in World War I, the horrors that were brought upon those soldiers in that war were incredible. Just as in the Civil War, you had technology that had outrun the tactics of the day. And so it was nothing but trench warfare. The guys were constantly wet, had rats in their food, bugs everywhere, water all over the place, and they're getting gassed constantly. So the technology had far exceeded the tactics of the day. World War II tactics were adapted on the ground for small unit tactics and the armaments were better fit for that. But not in World War I or in the Civil War. So many people died that didn't have to die. First off, because the wars were drummed up. Again, all wars are economic. None of these wars are fought over ideological reasons. It's all about money. All about money. All about control. Why was the Federal Reserve created? Well, because Europe was bankrupt. And we needed another war. So you create the Federal Reserve, extend lots of credit. And away you go. And now we're paying that price from not learning from history. Because every fiat currency has failed in the end. And it's all tied back to a central bank. It's all the income to the direct tax on the population is tied back to the central banks. And the economy, when it's all in the hands of somebody like Helicopter Ben Bernanke, is bound to fail. Because it's not left in the hands of the people and for the market to decide. It's individuals that set and control it and say, well, why don't we raise interest rates here or lower them there? And they sit and just play around with things. They play around with your future. They play around with my future. Just as in 1941, Franklin Delano Roosevelt played around with the futures of hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions of people. World War II finally ended with the dropping of two atomic bombs. Tens of thousands of people dead, instantly vaporized. I've seen pictures of Hiroshima where people caught in the blast that were killed. Wherever they were standing, there's a permanent shadow left. Like a permanent X-ray, kind of like. But a permanent shadow of where they were. Doesn't go away. Franklin Delano Roosevelt played with the futures and the lives of not only Americans, but Japanese, British, Australians, people everywhere. How many men died on the Bataan Death March that didn't have to die? Or died in a prison camp somewhere? Because there were no reinforcements. They were left there with nothing. Left to be able to surrender. That was about it. You read the accounts of things that happened on the Philippines. Eventually they were eating their animals. Horses, mules, anything they could find. Because there were no supplies coming. Wouldn't be until 1944 that America came back to the Philippines with MacArthur and his immortal words, "I shall return." And how many died? How many died in the jungles of the Philippines? Died in prison camps in Japan? Or died on ships? As prisoners in a dank, dark cargo hold, oppressive heat, sickness. And in the Philippines, there were children, mothers, fathers held in prison with not much to eat. Because Franklin Delano Roosevelt wanted a war. It was great for the economy. How many people paid the price? Because somebody decided to toy with their future. Government's been out of hand for a long time. A long time. You have a man like Delano FDR that a lot of people consider to be one of the greatest American presidents. I don't believe him to be such. Here's a man that brought socialism to this country with his Social Security. Work project programs that he had, the CCC, the Civilian Conservation Corps, WPA, Work Projects Administration. And then this. Elected to four terms and then stood in front of Congress and the American people on December 8th, 1941, said it was a surprise attack, lied through his teeth. And yet, the system protected him. The system protected him. Just as the system protected those who killed Kennedy. And just as the system continues to protect George W. Bush for Iraq, lies about Iran, and for 9/11. Back in a minute with more. We'll talk to Matt in Minnesota when we return. You're listening to the National Intel Report right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Friday edition of the National Intel Report, December 7th, 2001, or 2007 rather, the 66th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, which occurred back in 1941, six and a half decades ago. It's hard to believe, really, quite honestly, that it's been that long. But, wow, it sure has. Matt in Minnesota, thank you for patiently holding. Welcome. You're on the National Intel Report.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you today?
Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
You were talking about, you know, the guys volunteering for World War II and all that stuff and how everybody just ran into the thing. And right. I remember an anecdote that my dad talked about quite a bit, and then I just never really connected the dots on this thing. But he was stationed in the Philippines, and he was in the Army band and all this other stuff. It was kind of light duty, and he was a Link instructor. But his older brother died, and so he had a chance for hardship discharge. His buddies told him that he'd be nuts to stay in the Army and not go home. Now, if the idea was is that everybody thought this was the greatest war in the world, why in the world did they encourage him to go home and get out of the Army? And it didn't until, you know, years later, it didn't really click with me that maybe this wasn't just the, you know, that people didn't have the willingness to go into this all gung-ho and everything else like that, probably at the beginning, but later on they started to see just exactly what a cluster, I can't use that word, military.
And that seems, Matt, that seems prevalent in most wars that I've read about, and I like to read personal diaries and journals from soldiers because you get a real sense of what they were thinking, and that's and that seems to be the case where you know people volunteer with such vigor, and there's so much glory and honor and everything and romance placed around the idea of war, rally around the flag, boys kind of thing, and when they get there and the shooting starts and their buddy next to them has his head shot off or dies in their arms and they see the horrors, their minds start to change. And they become totally different people. I, my former father-in-law.
If I may interject something like this, I spent 3 years. You know, I was in during Vietnam, but I wasn't over there. I was stationed in Berlin, Army intelligence, which is a contradiction in terms. But the idea is that over there, you know, I know what it's like to be in the Army, and when they keep telling me these guys in Iraq are just, you know, red, white, and blue, sucking it up and everything and just love it, and they would like us to support them and, you know, all this other stuff. That's not the Army I knew. And something seems to be really strange on this stuff. And the more I, you know, I search around the outside of stuff and look to RBN and the other sources, I don't think we're being told the truth. Well, that's kind of a naive statement, I guess.
Are we being told the truth about anything? I mean, how do you know George Bush is lying? His mouth is moving.
It's moving so fast. I mean, this is really getting weird. I mean, the stuff that they're pushing, you would think that people would be in the streets, you know, with the pitchforks and torches. But everybody seems to be walking around brain dead. May I just step back a little bit? Not everybody. I mean, there are a lot of people waking up to this stuff, but we don't, other than the Internet, we don't have an outlet. And I listened to your program the other night about putting up a micro station, and gosh, I am really tempted to do that.
Well, do it. I mean, you know, that from an activist standpoint, you're going to reach more people than you could possibly reach handing out a DVD one at a time.
Yeah.
Not that that's a bad thing, because I think it's a great thing, because you're one-on-one with somebody and somebody can ask you questions.
And actually, right next to me, excuse me again, but right next to me, I've got a ball diamond sitting right here, and I've got they've got the light poles up there, so I'd be able to boost the antenna up quite a distance.
There you go.
Yeah. So.
Well, you got half the problem licked right there.
No, I thought I'd call him with that because, you know, Dad told me that story I don't know how many times. It just never clicked about the fact that the people in the military were encouraging him to get out. And I thought, well, if this was the greatest war in the world and it was so wonderful, why would somebody say get out?
Well, you said he'd had a hardship, though, right?
Yeah, he had a hardship, but I mean that they would, you know, he wanted still to stay.
Right.
And they said, no, get out.
Wow.
And that's the thing that always, you know, it clicks with me. I mean, it's in any war, no matter what it is, if it's a legitimate war, you'd have people picking up arms and going. Mm-hmm. If they were attacking us, you know, right here, people would go. It's just like I'm trying to make a connection here, with our fiat currency. I mean, you have to force people to take that. Gold, you're going to have to force them to take that. And if it's a real honest-to-goodness war, while we're defending our borders, people will come out of the woodworks to defend us.
Sure.
But this other stuff needs drafts, and it needs other stuff to support it.
Yeah, and a lot of that's, you know, I appreciate the call, Matt. A lot of that is just the sheer size of the number of people needed for the drafts and things. But true, you know, a lot of times, you know, who wants to go? And take a risk on being killed. And also, you know, up until World War II, the Army was a number of scoundrels and thieves. I mean, it wasn't in the best of shape at all. We'll come back with more. Love to hear from you at 800-313-9443 here on the National Intel Report.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, Office Max, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Let's go straight back to the telephone. Bill in Texas, thank you for holding. You're on the National Intel Report. That's the right show. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm going to have to disagree with just about everything except the Roosevelt part. No one hates FDR more than I do. And if it were at all possible to show that he had foreknowledge of Pearl Harbor, I would have jumped on it. But I have not seen one credible piece of information. And
well, I've provided you with the evidence in the last hour and a half.
I said one credible piece of information.
So my information I've given you is not credible?
I used to be a policeman, and later on I worked as an investigator for a lawyer. And if I did those two jobs the way you guys are doing this, why don't you go look at some information from the Japanese side?
And have you?
Yes.
Well, let's lay it out. Because I presented you with evidence over the last hour and a half that shows unequivocally that Franklin Delano Roosevelt had foreknowledge and allowed those attacks to happen. And now you come, you have the gall to come and say I'm not credible.
Yep. The Japanese.
You know, I tell you what. You know,
if you're going to come on to me with that attitude, just get the hell off the phone. Goodbye. Oh, hang up on the fool.
Your show's a joke.
You're a joke, Bill. A cop my butt. You're probably on the take. Probably playing with little boys, too, for all I know. If this guy was on the job, he would be sitting there playing with tasers. Come on a program and say, well, you're just not credible. So you can say, I disagree, and I'm not seeing to say that I'm not credible when I provided you with evidence that's documentable, and you're a fool to sit there and go along with it and say, well, the Japanese, this, yeah. I mean, I'm sitting here with a memo, with a copy of a freaking memo from 1941 that lists the provocations that they're going to use, and you're a fool enough to sit here and tell me I'm a liar. Well, go on back to Fox, you fool. I mean, my God. If you want to have a debate, let's debate and be decent about it, but don't sit here. And you're a mystery. Well, if there was one piece of credible evidence... What a joke. What a joke. There you go. That'll get the ticker pumping. I mean, my gosh, you're not even credible. My patience with people like that has worn so thin. That's why our country is in such a mess, that you've got people like him. Well, whatever the media says is great. I've done some investigation. You did what? What investigation? I mean, there's document after document after document, witness after witness after witness, that says they were wiretapping telephones of the Japanese ambassadors, the consulate, intercepts that were gotten. It's documented fact that this radio operator on the SS Lurline had the Japanese fleet, their position pinpointed, took it to naval intelligence, documented fact that the logbook was received, and I'm still not credible. Bush is probably a great man too, isn't he? But just get the heck off the telephone, you freaking criminal. I mean, my God. I mean, you're just as guilty as the rest of them. Yeah, we're a joke, uh-huh. Yeah, that's why everything we said and talk about comes to pass. And the problem is, yeah, what you've read in your little high school history book, you might think is correct, the paragraph that you got about Pearl Harbor. Well, as a police officer and investigator, that immediately gives me credibility. Melissa in Texas, thank you for calling in. You're on the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Well, pretty good. I wish that fellow would have stayed on a little longer, because I would have liked to have known what he thinks about 9/11.
Oh, I can tell you what he thinks about 9/11.
Not credible.
I mean, he probably loves the war, probably thinks we still ought to nuke Iran, even though they don't have a nuclear weapons program. I mean, I'm sure that's what it is. And after all, he was a cop. He was an investigator and a detective. That makes him uniquely qualified.
Well, a good friend of mine, I used to work for the FBI. He's retired now. And he still thinks what happened at Waco was just fine.
Yeah.
And I keep in touch with Catherine Madison. She's 91 now, I think. She's one of the survivors that lives right up in Waco. And I had this strange idea that on Thanksgiving, when I went and spent Thanksgiving Day, I spend holidays with this retired FBI and his family, I almost wanted to ask Catherine to, you know, I'd come up and get her in Waco, drive 100 miles one way to go get her and have, because she had nowhere to spend Thanksgiving. And I thought, you know, that would be quite an interesting thing, have one of the survivors sitting there with special agent retired, and just see how he feels about, you know, what they did. And he'll never change his mind, because he still believes that Hoover was a good guy, and all that talk about him cross-dressing and being gay, that's just malarkey. And people who are in the system don't want to believe that they're working for that kind of evil if they're not that evil.
Yeah, I mean, they totally block it out because if they entertain the evidence whatsoever.
Yeah, well, and this fellow, this same retired FBI, he worked under Ted Gunderson when Gunderson was over the West Coast. And I mentioned to this fellow one day about Mr. Gunderson and the video that he put out probably, I don't know, 9-10 years ago about the finders and, you know, the CIA group that kidnapped little kids and sold them to men who wanted to have their way with them and then killed them. And he said, oh, he's just a nut job. He's a kook. Now, this is a man that he worked under and highly respected for many years, but now he's a kook. Never mind looking at the evidence, he's a kook.
Yeah, exactly, because they can't refute it. So they come up with things like it's not credible.
Well, or he can't face it that he was ever part of a government that, because this man is not evil. This
right.
man is, and he doesn't live a double life. You know, he doesn't sneak out after dark and go do terrible, horrible things. He's just a decent family man. And, you know, he's not crooked. And he's, even though he's retired, he still works for the government. He does, I think, background checks or something. But he's a decent and honorable man.
Sure he is.
And it's horrible. It's really bad for me to have to face that dichotomy. Here I think of these people as almost family, and yet I visit with Catherine, and we talk about the horror that happened that day.
Right.
So it's strange, you know. I don't know what to say about that earlier caller, but, you know,
Well, I've got four letters for you, F-O-O-L.
Well, and, you know, from what I read in my Bible, it says that every one of us is going to have to stand and give an account of what we did.
Yeah.
And we'll be rewarded for that which we did right, and we get to answer for what we did wrong. A lot
right.
of rewards if you're a Christian, and if you're not a Christian, you get to pay. You get to pay for the evil that you did in your life. And
yeah.
of course, now that's debatable among some folks, but that's the way I see life. And I just can't imagine how these people are going to feel when they realize that they've been a part of.
Yeah,
some of them won't care. Some of them will think it was just fine.
Right.
But
you're
some
right.
of them are going to be horrified at what they did, and there's no going back then.
That's why so many people on their deathbeds, as they get extremely old,
yep.
look back at what they did and realize what they did was wrong. Melissa, thanks for the call. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Rob Bishop, how are you, sir? Let's take Rob's call next. Rob, are you there?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. How you doing today?
Yeah, how come I never get callers like that, man? Every time I get somebody that's angry, they just call me a Jew.
Well, we still got 20 minutes.
That's true. But no, I love that when they just try to, you know, they don't even debate. They just say you're not credible. I mean, it's mainstream history that we broke both the Purple Code and the JN-25 Code 6 months before Pearl Harbor. I mean,
yeah.
beyond whether FDR himself knew was almost irrelevant at that point. It's almost like saying, did Bush know about 9/11? You know, well, we know that the intelligence community knew, and the military-industrial complex, the higher-ups in that knew that's all that matters. You know, we knew. That was a good time. But, I mean, both of them. Winston Churchill, too. I was in the chat room having a little bit of a discussion about Churchill, whether or not he was good or bad. And, you know, to me, he was just part of the hierarchy as well. Let me just read you this little quote real quick from a speech
he
gave.
Yeah, real quick. We've got other callers.
Just a little excerpt from a speech he gave to Harry Truman in 1946.
Okay.
Quote, neither the sheer prevention of war nor the continuous rise of world organization will be gained without what I call the fraternal association of the English-speaking peoples. This means a special relationship between the British Commonwealth and Empire and the United States. So, again, all these guys were involved. It was just, you know, one evil against the next. So, just my little bit of there.
Indeed. Thanks for the call, Rob. John in Florida, thank you for holding. You are on the National Intel Report.
Okay. I've always believed that FDR knew, but it's just like George W. Bush. They're puppets, even though they're evil. If George W. Bush knew exactly the time and place of 9/11, I think he knew something like that was going to happen, then he might have slipped up in a news conference. FDR, I believe, also knew, but you know, there's people that have been running this show behind the scenes, and I think what the caller before was trying to get across was, in a court of law, would you actually, you know, because everything's got to be in black and white. That's what I think he was trying to state. But I always felt that FDR knew about Pearl Harbor.
The problem is, though, is John, is that there is documentation. There's recorded radio intercepts. There's information that and witnesses that say that he did know. I mean, the Secretary of State was aware and told a UPI reporter. So if the Secretary of State is aware, obviously the President of the United States is going to be aware.
Oh, I agree with you there. But it's like Truman had to be brought up to speed after FDR passed, because he didn't know about Little Boy and Fat Man.
Exactly.
You know, so it's compartmentalized. It's, you know, like Alex Jones would say, it is. And people only know a specific thing. Now, I believe FDR knew completely.
Right.
You know, and I believe George Bush maybe knew something like that was going to happen, because he's such a fool that he probably would have slipped up a week prior.
Well, inside word, outside words. Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. But, I mean, when you look at the fact that the Patriot Act was ready to go.
Of course.
Was certainly not you know, done up in 3 weeks. And the fact that day one of the Bush administration, they were working up war plans for Iraq.
But with Clinton, you know, with Clinton, Flight 800, after Oklahoma City, they had the new terrorism bill, and then Flight 800, there was a new terrorism bill, and then they were going to have Senate investigation hearings with Ron Brown about the DCM, I think I said that right, about the war designs, the rocket designs that went to China, and then Ron Brown flies over to Bosnia or whatever. His plane goes down. And then we hear about Monica Lewinsky.
Right.
I mean, come on. And that's all we heard about was Monica Lewinsky. And I asked my mother, who, that's all, she glued her head to the TV with Monica Lewinsky. And I said, what about the investigation hearings? And she just shrugged her shoulders. That's how the American people are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because they believe what they're told on television. We've been conditioned to believe what we're told. And they play at our fears and all of that, and they get us at an emotional level, and know how to suck us right in. John, I appreciate the call.
If we don't get Ron Paul in, we're not going to have a country by 2010. I feel.
I agree, and I think it's very important that we get him in, and we get this done.
Thank you.
And thanks for calling, John.
Okay.
Drew Raines, line two. Welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Well, I got news for you. In Hawaii today, or the other, I guess it's today, and today, dated December the 7th, the Honolulu advisor, a setup from the beginning.
Right.
And
that's in the paper today in Honolulu?
This is out of Honolulu, and the documentation over there in today's paper is that there's documented evidence that the United States Navy knew about the Japanese fleet coming to Hawaii, and that Roosevelt specifically knew because the code breakers had broken the code and of the Japanese 6 months before. And they had all this. This is all being, you know, talked about. And I can't understand somebody calling you on your show and telling you that he's a private, or he's a police officer and a detective, and there's no credible evidence. And the Freedom of Information request that was filed a few years ago by an author, Robert B. Stinnett, and he's brought this information out that's been classified for over 50 years.
Right.
And Roosevelt knew this. And there's Hawaiians that are actually coming out now saying that Roosevelt helped provoke this attack because there was the failure of communication to the leaders of the Navy, the fleet. And what one has to do is sit back and think about what really happened on December the 7th. There were no U.S. aircraft carriers on board, and yet there were two aircraft carriers, the Kitty Hawk and Enterprise, went into port, were fueled, and returned back to sea in less than 3 days.
Right.
There's a question here. You don't take an aircraft carrier into port for fuel and then return it back to sea in 3 days in 1941. Unless
no, not very often.
They don't want that ship destroyed.
Yeah, because oddly enough, Drew, the most modern ships that were in the Pacific that the U.S. Navy had were sent out to sea. The older ships like the Arizona, the Oklahoma, the Nevada, the other battleships were left in port.
Hang on right there,
and I'll grab you right after the break. We'll pick it up with the final segment. This is the National Intel Report. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back. We'll finish up with Drew and wrap up the program here in just a couple of moments.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Final segment here on the National Intel Report. I do need to apologize to Bill for this one thing, and in the heat of things, I made the statement that for all I knew, he was probably playing with little boys. That's probably over the top. And, well, yeah, it is over the top, and I have to apologize for Bill for that. We've got Drew with us on the line. Drew, go ahead and finish your thought.
Hey, we forgive you. I just wanted to bring out, there is a book out there now called A Day of Deceit. The Truth About FDR and Pearl Harbor, published by Touchstone Books, by Robert B. Stinnett, who discusses the entire and documents the entire knowledge by FDR and the fact that he did not do it in advance warning. I had it on my News and Views posted at amarinesdisquisition.com, and along with discussions about the FDR and the Pearl Harbor conspiracy. It's a 44-minute video link from my website that people can go and watch if they want to watch that.
Give us the website again.
I wanted to salute you, sir, for standing up for those of us that are the sons and daughters of the military people that fought in World War II, because it was over almost a million Americans that fought and died in that war. Well,
yeah, I know.
Died. It was 300. There were 300,000 actually died, and 600,000 wounded.
Yeah.
So, with that said, I wanted to salute you because in the mainstream media for 6 hours today, I heard nothing.
I know.
About a tribute to Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, I found that odd too today as well. Give us your website again so people can go and look at that video.
A Marines Disquisition. DISQUISITION. A Marines Disquisition.com.
Okay, a Marines Disquisition.com. So,
it's out of Australia.
Out of Australia. Excellent.
Yeah. I got it down there because I got tired of all the hackers taking me down here in the States.
I understand. I've had my own dealings with hackers. Yes, indeed. Drew, thanks for the call. And thanks for your service to freedom. Indeed. Man, you know, 66 years, it seems like a long time, but things have not changed. Government, we find out, was just as out of control then as it is now. They're just more vocal about it now. They're just more in our face about it. And it's our job to take this country back and get control of our government. You know, up until, real quite honestly, till FDR, people were wary of the federal government. And then along comes Social Security and all these work programs that actually put people back to work. Yes, I will grant you that. But from that point forward, people began to look to government as a positive thing, where before that time, people had a negative view of government. Government was a necessary evil. Now you can listen to people on talk radio, on the mainstream talk radio, where they're talking about, well, what are they going to do about my health care? What are they going to do about this, and what are they going to do about that? And they look at the government now as the person who dishes the handouts. And the problem is, we can't sustain this any longer. And the federal government was never meant to do that in the first place. And it's time we get our country back. It's time that we, if you're not on board with Ron Paul, you need to be. This 15th and 16th Tea Party 07 thing is huge. If you're not registered to vote yet and you support Ron Paul, you need to get registered. If you're in a closed primary state, you need to find out when the last day is. Oklahoma's is the 11th of January, where I'm at, and you need to register as a Republican. If you're a Democrat, you're a registered Democrat, you need to get that party affiliation changed to Republican if you're in a closed primary. We can sit and talk about getting him elected all day long, but if we don't take action tomorrow and put that X on the ballot, then we're not going to do him any good. All right, I've enjoyed being on here today. Thanks to John for having me on. Robbie Noel is on next here on the RBN. Me, I've got another hour to do on TruthNet Radio. You guys have a great afternoon. We'll see you back here tonight for the Midnight Rider at 11. And find somebody you love. Tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. With